Good morning, Mr. Schwanny.
And I said...
Good morning, Mr. Schwanny.
I saw you scrambling for those headphones.
Well, you know why? We Facebook Live. And go to my fan page on Facebook, and you will see everything at MedVet. He's the medical director at MedVet Chicago on at WGN Radio. Oh, hi, Mr. Schwanny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to your guests.
Yeah. Hey, listen, a couple things. First of all, yeah, we're in, WGN Radio is in the Gay Pride Parade. So as you go to the Gay Pride Parade, you will see our float by with Jewel Food Stores, I believe. I'll be out there, but every WGN personality alive will be out there as well. Will it rain?
Well, that's a 50-50 chance.
I think it's worth taking that chance.
No, maybe. But, with you know, the parade will go on. So,
of course.
You know, rain or no rain. But, yeah, 50-50 chance of some showers and thunderstorms. And that could be anywhere. I mean, it couldn't, you know, it may not just blanket the whole area there. But our general area, the Chicagoland area, may see some showers and thunderstorms in places.
Are you aware of this news story? So I was at Blog Pause. That's the Pet Bloggers Conference. You're, of course, very well familiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course you are. And I didn't see you there. I was surprised. And I had the honor for the third consecutive year at Blog Pause, and maybe the 10th or 12th year overall, of presenting the Win Feline Foundation. That's an organization, a nonprofit that supports funding for cat health studies.
Mm-hmm.
And I presented the Media Appreciation Award to Dr. Arnie Plotnick in New York City, actually. And then the Win Feline Foundation again surprised me with a $1,000 donation. And they gave me one of those giant checks.
Oh, one of the, like when you win the lottery?
Yeah.
Those great big poster-like checks?
So what I did is I took the check home. Now, have you ever tried? The event was
put it up in your living room.
I did. But how do you get it to my living room? The event was in Phoenix. So I had to go to the airport, first of all, with the giant check. And then I had to put it through security. And I will say, I was worried. I thought, there's no way they're going to let me really do this. But the security people in Phoenix, they tout themselves as the world's nicest airport. And they really were really nice. And they were only interested.
I've been through that airport. It is nice.
Yeah. They were only interested in how much money I won, thinking I had won a lottery.
Oh, okay.
And then I took it because once you get back, there was traffic on the Kennedy last night. So I took the train.
Really?
Yeah, that never
that
happens.
Right.
So I took the train in. So I've got the giant check on the train that I walked through the airport with. So I'm sitting on the train with the giant check. And again, all these people are asking, you know, what did you win? And it says there's this big Blog Pause logo on it. They said, are you a dog guy? Are you a dog? Did you win money for dogs? I mean, they didn't know. And then I took the bus. Because the Uber guy never showed up. So I took the bus home from there, again with the giant check, which is now sitting, as you point out, in my living room. So you know what I'm doing Monday morning.
Trying to cash it.
Yeah, I've got to go to the bank with it.
Now,
I'm not sure.
I think a video crew should follow you.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I want to make a YouTube video.
You should make a YouTube video out of it.
Yes.
Taking that, you go up to the teller. May I help you? Yes, I would like to cash this, please.
I will try.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Chit-chatting in the studio with Dr. Aaron Jackson. He is the medical director of MedVet Chicago. Good morning, Dr. Jackson.
Good morning, Steve.
It is great to meet you, or actually see you. We've met before. And this is for MedVet Chicago. So I talk about every week MedVet Chicago. It is an emergency facility open 24/7, but also with a whole lot of specialists. How many specialists do you have there?
Right now we're at about 24. By the time we're done at the end of the summer, we'll be close to around 35 to 40.
Wow. That must be a world's record. By the way, our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You have questions about your pets, medical questions, or any sort of question, 312-981-7200. You can text us at that same number, 312-981-7200. So what is a specialist?
Well, a specialist, a veterinary specialist, is a veterinarian who not only completed veterinary school, but then went on to do a 1-year internship, usually, and then followed by a 3-year residency. For instance, mine was in surgery, so it was 3 extra years on top of that. So, and then you take a test, and then you're board certified.
So this is kind of a interesting thing that's going on with veterinary medicine. It's a time of change in many, many ways. And one of those ways is there are more specialists than I would argue ever before today in veterinary medicine, and more coming all the time. Some of them end up working at universities. They become professors. But the bulk go into facilities such as yours, or in some cases they participate with private practices as well. And in some ways it's a good thing because, like in human medicine, so surgery, if you want a surgeon, you want a surgeon who does surgery every single day. That's all they do, especially when it comes to the oddball kind of surgeries that aren't everyday occurrences.
That's correct. You know, as a veterinarian, you know, a lot of general practitioners are trained in surgery and trained very well. But in my case,
well,
you
not
know,
trained
mine
as well as maybe 20 years trained, ago, yeah. And nowhere near trained what you are. So right. It's kind of a complicated thing. But go ahead, I interrupted.
Yeah, and so you know, we do. You know, in my case with surgery, I do a lot of complex fracture repairs, knee repairs, joint replacements. Cardiovascular, thoracic surgery, you know, we have neurosurgeons at our hospital too that do a lot of complex neurosurgery. So, you know, the general mass removal, you know, your regular veterinarian or general practitioner may take off, but if they need more complex tumor removal or, you know, reconstruction, then they're going to send them to a specialist such as myself.
And two things about that. First of all, when it comes to mass removal, you want what's called good margins,
right,
and all of that. And it takes sometimes a very skilled person to do that. And what was the other expression you used? I'm sorry.
As far as, you know, we may have to do reconstruction
surgeries.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. So that didn't even exist at one point in time.
Right.
And now there are people like you who, yeah, we can do this.
Right. Right. And then even within surgery, there's some subspecialties, you know, where some people, you know, as for oncology, will specialize in oncology surgery. So
or orthopedics.
So, yeah. So it's very interesting, very complex, but it's fun.
You know, so we were talking before we went on the air about some of the interesting items that you've removed from, you guys call them foreign objects.
Foreign bodies, yeah.
They don't belong there.
Nope.
That you've removed from Labradors,
yeah,
and other dogs too.
Oh, yeah.
Because it seems Labs are the champions when it comes to all this. And you did defend Labradors, saying, well, there are a lot of Labradors, so that's part of the reason for it. What are some of the more interesting items you've taken out?
Well, you know, as we were talking earlier, the Nintendo controller, it was the cords and all.
Amazing.
Were taken out. I took that out of a dog. Rocks. I've taken a lot of rocks out of a dog, you know, for various reasons. Socks, clothes, you know. I took a hippopotamus out of a dog not too long ago. It was a little toy hippopotamus. But it did kind of give me a little of a fright because I opened up and saw these two little eyes staring back at me. And I'm like, what are we doing here? So,
And we've also, and I've talked to veterinarians, and I told you this story. And you said, well, that's happened to me, where a woman's private sort of something she'd wear.
Yes.
Underneath.
And
yes, and the unmentionable, and you remove that, and then the husband is there saying, or the wife is there saying, well, that's not mine.
Yeah, that happens probably more times than you can ever imagine. You know, it's not the most fun time to sit in the room with the owners and the pet, and you know, it's like the dog just kind of outed the husband.
Exactly, and like, then you give them the name of a good divorce lawyer, I suppose. I don't know. Cindy, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. Cindy? There you are. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you, Steve? Good morning.
I only pressed the button halfway, so you were only half on the air, I guess. I don't know. We are here now. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, I have a question for the doctor. Now that it's summer and the pavement is so hot, my dog burned one of her pads. I think it was, you know, that day that it was like 90 or 100 degrees.
Yes.
And she licked, and got so irritated. How do you keep them from doing that, and how do you treat that and keep them from making it worse?
Great question.
Yeah, that is a very good question. You know, usually when it's that hot out, you know, you have to be careful how much time that dogs and pets actually spend on that concrete. So if possible, you know, when it's that hot out, if it's too hot for you, it's going to be too hot for your pets. So as far as the burns go on the feet, usually, you know, I do want to keep them clean, keep them dry, and then go ahead and, you know, talk to your veterinarian if necessary. Some of those burns may require medications and ointments to be put on. And then as far as keeping them from licking at, you know, e-collars is probably the best way to do that.
And for prevention, you know, I just came back. I mentioned this conference in Phoenix, and we saw all these little dogs with booties. And actually, that would prevent it mm-hmm. from happening in the first place. And I've heard Vaseline can help if the dogs don't lick it off.
If they don't lick it off, you know, I've never been a fan of placing ointments and things. I like the booties better,
mm-hmm.
Only because it helps protect. But, you know, there's some dogs that just don't like having the booties on. You kind of have to train your pet to be able to wear those. And if they like them, those will work great also.
All right. Does that help?
Yeah, that does. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. A text question that we have is, well, we have several, but my 8-year-old cat has a problem with her tail. She attacks her tail. I've taken her to the veterinarian, but they've put her on gabapentin. That seems to calm her down, but the problem is still there. Do you have any ideas?
That's a tough one. You know, there's a lot of reasons why, you know, a cat may attack the tail. I'm assuming I haven't examined the cat, but the gabapentin is a pain reliever, kind of a neurogenic type pain reliever, and so they're probably thinking that it's due to some type of pain or lumbar back problem with the kitty cat and the tail. So, I mean, that's a tough one to really try to answer.
Is this someone who should come in to see
you? Probably somebody that should talk to their vet and then
or see the neurologist. Yeah, which you have.
We have three, soon to be four.
Yeah, it's amazing. You will be the only place that has four neurologists, and it may be necessary. So it could be anything from, but the nice thing, here's the thing about, it's like the Mayo Clinic.
Right.
It could be a neurological issue, but it could be a dermatological issue.
Correct.
Studies have been done about all this,
and
it's hard to kind of tease that out. But you have dermatologists, you have neurologists that are right there.
Yeah, and we have surgeons, cardiologists.
Yeah, hopefully you won't need a surgeon or cardiologist for this problem. But it could be hyperesthesia syndrome,
right.
but would need a description
right.
of what's going on. So, sorry, cannot answer that more completely. By the way, Dr. Jackson is from MedVet Chicago. I failed to mention, sure, you're in the studio and then I fail. We are chit-chatting off the air with Dr. Aaron Jackson. He is the medical director of MedVet Chicago. Our phone number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Another cat question. My cat is meowing all night long. In fact, that's why I got up so early in the morning to hear your radio show, Steve. So I want you to listen every week. what do you think about that?
Well, that's a tough one. You know, there's
could
a lot,
be a
of,
lot
reasons,
of things.
You know, why cats meow. You know,
but if it's new, pain could be one of those.
Pain could be one of the things. And if it's a male cat, one of the you know things you want to look at is make sure they're urinating. You know, that's one of the big things.
Yeah.
I used to have a
explain,
male cat.
Explain why you're saying that.
Well, what will happen with male cats is that they can end up getting urinary crystals or urinary stones that can cause a urinary obstruction. And that can then block the outflow of urine from the bladder. And
which can be deadly.
The kidneys and could be very, it could be fatal.
Yeah. So definitely see your veterinarian.
Yeah.
If it's an older cat, it could be cognitive dysfunction.
Yeah.
It could be attention seeking simply.
Correct.
It's just hard to say.
Yeah. Make sure that they're, my big thing is make sure they're eliminating, you know, and make sure there's no obstructions or anything like that. So.
WGN Radio, and I do want to thank Dr. Jackson for coming in this morning, getting up so early. MedVet Chicago is where?
We're at 3123 North Clybourne.
And the website?
MedVetChicago.com.
And would you agree with this? Anytime there's a change in your pet's behavior, don't assume it's behavior, but instead see your veterinarian or just simply go into you.
Yep.
Make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.